Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Abhishek De, a special correspondent at the Print. And today, I bring to you a report on how the Congress is resolving the Rajasthan crisis. The political crisis in Rajasthan seems to be far from over, with Congress's Rajasthan in charge, Ajay Makan, Monday attacking the Ashok Gehlot camp for pushing for a conditional resolution, calling it conflict of interest and saying that the act of calling a parallel meeting while a Congress Legislature Party meeting was already scheduled on Sunday evening as prima facie indiscipline. Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot is expected to quit the CM's position if he has to contest the election to the post of the Congress National President, as the party has a one-man, one-post policy. On the other hand, the high command of the Congress seems to be keen on handing over Chief Ministership to Sachin Pilot. On Sunday, the main agenda of the meeting was to appoint the next CM, but a group of Congress MLAs skipped the meeting and rather participated in a separate one. While Gehlot on Sunday said that he has held constitutional posts for 40 years and the new generation should get a chance now, virtually admitting an imminent change of guard in the state, his supporters within the party are evidently not letting go. On late Sunday night, at least 90 Congress MLAs in Rajasthan, who are all believed to be part of the Ashok Gehlot camp, submitted resignations to Rajasthan Speaker C.P. Joshi. These resignations, however, are yet to be accepted. Mr. Makan said on Monday, when representatives of the Ashok Gehlot camp met him and the leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, the previous night, they conveyed three conditions. First, the resolution to leave it to the Congress President to decide on the next CM of the state be taken after the Congress President election on 19th October. Second, Mr. Makan and Mr. Kharge, who are acting as emissaries of the High Command in New Delhi, should hold group meetings with the MLAs in Rajasthan in this regard instead of approaching each of them individually. Third, the Ashok Gehlot camp claims a strength of 102 MLAs in the Rajasthan Assembly and asserts that only one among them should be made the next CM instead of Sachin Pilot or someone from his camp. The Congress has 108 MLAs in the Rajasthan Assembly, which has a total of 200 seats. The Bharatiya Janata Party, which is the main opposition, has 71. This brings us back to the question on how the Congress is resolving the crisis. The Congress leadership is evidently trying to send some strong messages. For instance, former Rajasthan Governor and senior Congress leader Margaret Alva on Monday expressed her disappointment over the ongoing crisis in the state and said that the senior leaders of Congress must be prepared to sacrifice personal ambitions. She further said that there is a need for selfless sacrifice in the party, while stating that Rahul Gandhi has shown what the party needs to do. However, at this juncture, there still seems to be a lot of lack of clarity on the party's strategy in resolving the issue. There are news reports that claim that Congress's working committee members have demanded from Sonia Gandhi to pull Mr. Ashok Gehlot out of the race for the party chief and select another candidate for the top post. They have reportedly urged Sonia Gandhi to make another such person a candidate who is a senior leader and also loyal to the Gandhi family. Given the circumstances, other party leaders like Digvijay Singh and Mukul Vasnik are a few names emerging on the list of probable candidates. Shashi Tharoor, who is also in the race for the party's top post, will file the nominations on 30th September. Mr. Makan and Mr. Kharge briefed Congress's interim president Sonia Gandhi on Monday regarding the developments in Rajasthan, and they are likely to submit a written report about the crisis in the party's state unit. Today, Mr. Makan said that they apprised the party's interim president of the developments in the state, after which she sought the report on it. He said it was unfortunate that the Congress Legislature Party meeting could not be held and termed the move of the pro-Gehlot loyalists, MLAs and ministers as indiscipline. That's all we have for you right now. This is Abhishek De, a special correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.